for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. But what am I gonna starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. Starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Cause you make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight. Wherever, wherever, wherever you go. Wherever.
CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
So if you're hosting a birthday dinner for friends, is it assumed that you'll pay for all of your guests, or does everyone pay for their own plate? We talk about it next.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Come alone if you feel like a room without a roof.
Happy Friday. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Man, the cold is back. We got a break for a couple days, but let me tell you, stepping outside this morning, minus 16 and very windy.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so January is basically a month of hibernation. No one wants to do anything. It's cold. You're spent financially and emotionally from Christmas. I think now people are starting to come out of their shells a little bit. Social things are happening again. And I'm wondering, Steph, if you are hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you will pay for all your guests? This is a social question.
Okay, do you want to hear my scenario?
I feel like you'd have a story for this.
I do have a story for this.
You got a story for everything.
I do. Okay, so in October, it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend said, hey, okay, let's invite all your friends and go out for dinner. And I said, cool. I said, you know, if you do that, you're paying for everybody, right? And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, you are. So then we didn't go out for dinner.
Oh, so that's
we just had everybody over at my house. Is what we did.
I'm with you. If your partner organizes a birthday dinner for you, you're sort of under the soft assumption as one of the friends attending that,
right,
like, okay, Steph and her partner are covering this.
Right. So now it's his birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I want to do something really big for him. It's his 50th. So
ooh,
he's
milestone.
Having like a big, like, I want to do a big birthday party. But at the same time, now, that's how I am. That's how we grew up in Italian background. You pay for everything. If you're hosting it, you're paying. So now I want to invite everybody and I know that I have to pay for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I'm talking to people about this, they're like, why are you paying for everything? And I'm like, because I'm having the birthday party.
You're hosting it. You're going to do this at a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm going to do, yeah. I think. And right. Then the other scenario where we're having this conversation is, well, how come when I go with my girlfriends, we're just like, hey, let's go for dinner. And then we all go and everyone pays their own. And then whoever's birthday it is, they pay. So I'm like right. stuck. I'm like, I'm not going to ask people to pay. That's not how I am.
Yeah,
but am I assuming that I'm paying?
I think this is really cultural because you said Italian. This is where you brought up. Indian and Italian are very similar. Like same thing. Like anytime, you know, if my mom hosted a party for my dad's birthday when we were
right.
younger, like, yes, of course, we made the booking, we made the reservation.
Right, you're inviting everyone. Coming,
you're covering the bill, and then, you know, when it's another couple's turn, they take the, they cover it off. But I think part of this comes down to being single or having a partner, because if, like, for me, for example, I'm not a big birthday guy and I don't have a partner, so when it's my birthday, if my friend's like, ah, come on, let's go out for dinner for your birthday, I'll be like, ah, right. In that scenario, they're probably all chipping in to cover my plate.
Because
however,
you guys are having a conversation about it. You're planning it together. I guess you kind of know, right? Like they're bringing you out.
Yes. However, if my scenario changes and I have a partner and then she plans my next birthday dinner and invites a bunch of my friends, well, guess what? Then we're paying.
But why?
I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
I mean.
But
that's why I'm like, I know I'm going to. Like, that's, but why?
It's just the social and cultural, the weight of the social and cultural expectation. Maybe we're wrong. You and I, again, are Italian and Indian.
Right.
So like, maybe this is just us.
The guilt.
Guilt. It's the cultural guilt instilled upon us by our parents. Maybe you're listening to this, shaking your head, going, no, this is completely wrong. You tell us, here's the question. If you're hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you will pay for all your guests? Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
You come to me.
we are getting lots of your calls and texts. If you're hosting a birthday dinner for friends, are you obligated to pay for all your guests? We're getting to your calls and texts coming up shortly.
With CH5 Traffic, I'm Eva Frajas-Cattos. If you're using the West 401 west of Stevenson, it looks like we've got that ramp lane blocked with the stalled tractor trailer. South 400 approaching Innisfil Beach Road, the left lane is also blocked. That's all because of a collision involving a tractor trailer. Eastbound Lakeshore at Ellis Center Lane blocked with a stalled car. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart. That's a $20 value. Open your PC Optimum app, shop your offer, and scan on Now Conditions and App.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. VIP deadline is midnight tonight. Win a dream home makeover by Baumler Quality Construction, founded by home renovation expert Brian Baumler. Transform your space into the home of your dreams or take $200,000 cash and be in to win the incredible Oakville and Georgian Bay Grand Prize show homes. VIP deadline midnight tonight. Carry the fire at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
We are gathered here today to celebrate life's big milestones. Do you promise to stand together through home purchases, auto upgrades, and surprise dents and dings?
We do.
To embrace life's big moments for any adorable co-drivers down the road?
We do.
Then, with the caring support of Desjardins Insurance, I pronounce you covered for home, auto, and flexible life insurance.
For life's big milestones, get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Do you have a case of the Mondays today?
We want to hear about it.
Text your story to 981-981. Standard data rates may apply.
Mountain Cold Refreshment brought to you by Coors Light.
The chill choice.
See their case of the Mondays with specially marked limited edition Mondays Light packaging at CoorsLight.ca/case of the Mondays.
Ugh, my furnace is on its last legs. I need a new one, but the cost. And then there's the tax on top of it.
You can skip the tax right now on a new furnace and a hot water heater.
Is that the government holiday tax break?
No, Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning figured there's got to be a way to help their neighbors. And they landed on the zero tax event.
That's amazing.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Cozy up to Atlas Care's zero tax event and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
439-0-0-0-Pizza Nova.
439-0-0-0-Pizza Nova. Ciao, Dominic Primucci here. The big game is the perfect time for our mouth-watering oven-baked pizzas, wedges, and wings. So from our family to yours, cheer on your favorite team and taste the difference.
Pizza Nova. 439-0-0-0-Pizza Nova. 439-0-0-0-Pizza Nova.
And here they come. The in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the ProLine app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with ProLine. 18+, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, David Gowan here from M&P Debt, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. Do you feel like debt is taking over your life? The path to permanent debt relief is closer than you think. We can help you streamline your monthly budget and stop creditors in their tracks. Break free from the cycle of debt and put an end to the sleepless nights. For a free consultation, phone 310-3328 or visit us online at mnpdebt.ca. That's mnpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone or see us on the net. 310-DEBT.
Would your loved one benefit from the warmth of friendship and community at a Chartwell residence this winter? How about delicious meals, engaging activities, staff support, and flexible care options? Chartwell offers a wide selection of retirement residences in the Greater Toronto Area, so you can find the perfect place for your loved one's unique needs and preferences. Don't wait. Inquire today. Visit Chartwell.com today to book a tour.
Mondays on City TV.
I'm excited to get engaged. I'm excited to be with my person.
Grant is on a journey to find his wife.
Grant is everything a girl would want in their future husband.
But the competition is fierce.
One of these women is being deceitful.
You backstab me.
Who will fight the hardest to win his heart?
How much attention do you need?
I shot my shot.
I guess I'm crazy and evil.
The Bachelor. Mondays 8, 7 Central on City TV or stream it on City TV Plus.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get family-sized bone-in, skinless chicken breasts, or split wings for $3.99 a pound and a 5-count bag of Farmer's Market avocados for $2.44. Offers end Wednesday. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Waking up with the Pooja and Pradeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no-repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
If you're hosting a birthday dinner for friends, are you obligated to pay for all your guests? Lots of texts coming in here on the text line. A few people saying, why would you pay? Everyone should pay for themselves. Maybe cover the appies. And a few other people saying, yeah, of course you pay for everybody. Your calls are coming up.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
Some more cold. Yeah, the wind chill is back and a chance of flurries as well. Good morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Is it assumed that you have to pay for all your guests if you're hosting a birthday dinner?
When you're Italian, yes.
When you're Indian, I think so as well. But I don't know. This is a bit of a spicy meatball. Does everyone pay their own plates? Do you have to pay for it? What do you think? Let's go to Chris in Kawartha Lakes.
So I feel that if I am hosting something for children, then yes. But if it is an adult thing, I think our dynamics have changed so much over the years that families have been pitching in and everybody kind of takes care of their family. Because realistically, the prices of food, eating out at a restaurant, and if you want to have everybody, it makes it really impossible to be able to afford that.
Yeah, looking at
our family, we have a birthday dinner, every family pays for their own. And then if there's somebody that's having a birthday, usually everybody pitches in to cover their meal.
Right, and that's what I was looking at. I'm looking at prices, and I'm like, holy cow, it's like a small wedding.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Chris, we appreciate you weighing in on this. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and I enjoy listening to you guys every morning.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Chris. We love having you.
Thank you. Bye.
Keep your texts coming. If you're hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you'll pay for all your guests? You can text us at 981-981. Paul in Toronto, what do you think?
Yeah, it is. I just had a milestone birthday recently, and yeah, I went to a nice restaurant, and I told them to order off the menu, and yeah, I paid for it all.
You paid for it all?
Yeah.
And it was your own birthday?
Yeah, it was my own birthday. And it was, but you get gifts back from them. Like, they bring you stuff, so it's not like you're losing.
Paul, may I ask, and I hope I'm not prying, what is your cultural background?
European.
European, yeah. Okay. But more specifically?
Greek,
okay.
Yeah. So
Greek,
you fall in the
Italian,
same
Indian.
Guilt.
I think we all had the same situation with our parents, right? Yeah. Like, this is what you do. So that makes sense. Paul, thank you for sharing and happy belated.
Thank you.
Okay, so is it a cultural thing, maybe?
I think so.
I think if you're sending out, like, invites.
I'm not sending out invites, but I'm...
Invites?
No.
With text?
Verbal.
You're going around to people's door? You're
like, I'm like,
hello.
Hear ye.
Keep that.
On the 1st of March. No, just because it's family and friends. So, like, we've chatted about it. So they know that it's happening. I just don't know what I'm doing.
That keeps it informal enough that maybe you'll be off the hook, Steph.
No, it's not going to happen.
Just bounce before the bill comes.
I will have no friends after this if I make them pay.
I think because it's a milestone birthday to your boyfriend's 50th that, like, I feel like you're on the hook for it. Text coming in here. This person says, no, my friends and I do this for a lot of birthdays. They book a place and get a set menu, and we all know what we have to pay individually. Drinks are also every person for themselves. It's the most fair way to do it.
I don't know.
And then Mark texting in saying, I think you should have to pay for your guest if you're hosting a birthday dinner.
I know, and that's what my heart and my head tell me, because I was raised that way.
Same. Like, my parents did this when they hosted dinners.
Yeah.
We were the beneficiaries of it when family friends hosted dinners. It's
right.
Just, like, in the end, it should all even out.
I feel bad even having to even think that, but because people have been like, why are you paying? And I'm like, I don't know. Why am I paying? I think I have to pay. That's how it works.
And I get it. It's tough now because everyone's stretched so thin with how expensive everything is in this city, especially. But what do you think? If you're hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you'll pay for all your guests? Let's go to Brian in Acton.
I think it depends on the scenario. If it's somewhere where you're calling and you're just asking friends to get together and hang out, then I don't think you would.
Right.
But if it's a scenario where you're calling and you're booking, making reservations, then yes, absolutely.
I'm talking like you or your partner sending out an evite, like a save the dates.
Then you're on the hook. 100%.
Then you're on the hook,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Steph, was
absolutely.
There, is there going to be an evite?
There's not going to be an evite. I've already talked to, like, friends and family, so they know that I'm doing something, but that, yeah. Like, I'm just assuming I'm paying.
Right. Yeah, you
I
are
think
paying.
If
you
it's a
paying.
Pre-organized event, you are definitely footing the bill.
Yeah. I'm so glad I'm spontaneous and spur of the moment. I'm never on the hook for anything. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Love the show. Take care.
Win your share of $50,000 with CHFI's Perfect Recall.
Listening to Toronto's Perfect Music Mix is now worth instant cash.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen all weekend at noon, 2 and 5 p.m.
Collect as many bonus songs as you can.
Then play CHFI's Perfect Recall with Pooja and Gurdeep Monday morning at 7 a.m.
For your chance to win even more money, get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Full details at CHFI.com.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Jordan or Annika, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
On July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more. Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical at the CAA Ed Mervis Theater. Now through March 16th only. Book at Mervis.com.
Whoa, Friday's Lottomax jackpot is an estimated $15 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
It's a dream on.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
Joe and Lucy needed a new roof and reached out to Alpine Credit. I flew over to help them with a home renovation loan. I suggested they transform their house into a giant robot head. Beams that shoot from the eyes. Pew, pew. Instead, they just went with shingles. But it's pretty glorious.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
If there's anything we Canadians are proud of, is we support each other. And Access Storage knows this because we're truly Canadian, and your support has made us Canada's leader in storage solutions. Proudly serving our communities for more than 25 years. Thank you. And if you haven't tried us yet and need extra space, try 4 weeks free now. So drop that hockey stick, finish that poutine, throw on that toque, and celebrate the True North Strong in 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian, store Canadian.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, enjoy great deals on bedding, like essential sheet sets from only $59 and duvet cover sets from $69. While quantities last, restrictions apply. Only at Sleep Country.
Play up to $500 on us. If you don't win in the casino on your first visit, you'll get the amount of your loss back in free play. Up to $500. Available at Canada's largest casino resort, Great Canadian Toronto. Details at gctoronto.com. Must be 19 plus to play. If you gamble, play smart.
Find your favorite home renovation shows on HGTV. Watch all new episodes of The Flipping Elmusas, My Lottery Dream Home, Hometown, and more. Only on HGTV. Get the latest on Rogers Xfinity.
5:30. It's a cold one, minus 16 right now. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. Snow and more snow. Environment Canada has issued a winter weather travel advisory for areas like Northern Durham Region, Uxbridge, and Beaverton. Another big round of snow is set to fall in the GTA tomorrow. The main provincial party leaders continue campaigning today, with opposition leaders heading north while PC leader Doug Ford remains in Toronto. Yesterday, opposition leaders criticized Ford over a lawsuit alleging two former government staffers used their contacts in a real estate rezoning scheme. Ford says he didn't know about the lawsuit and wasn't involved. Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend in New Orleans. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Grammy-winning rapper Kendrick Lamar will make history as the first solo hip-hop halftime performer to ever perform at the Super Bowl. In sports, Leafs beat Seattle 3-1. Raptors take on OKC tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today, flurries in the morning and then sun and cloud with a high of minus 2. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of minus 7. And tomorrow, sunny breaks and then widespread periods of snow late afternoon through the evening and overnight, up to 10 centimeters possible, a high of minus 3. Right now, minus 7 feels like minus 16. Eastbound Lakeshore at Ellis, center lane blocked with a stalled car. South 427 at Queensway, we've got in the collectors, the center lane blocked with a stalled tractor trailer. And ongoing issues, westbound 401 from west of Stevenson, the ramp lane blocked with a stalled tractor trailer. Southbound 400 approaching Innisfil Beach Road, the left lane blocked with a collision. And east 401 at Mill Street, the right lane is closed for a collision.
My name is Neelu and I'm from Mississauga. I love the Pooja and Gurdeep show. Gurdeep is very hilarious. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Happy Friday. All right. There is an ad that is circulating on TikTok. People are actually taking this ad and updating it for today. It's 25 years old, and it's going to bring back a ton of memories for you. We're talking about it after MJ.
That's Michael Jackson. I got good news, bad news. The bad news is the cold is back. It's minus 16. The good news is Pooja is back too.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
But I'm also cold. So there's that. A happy Friday. Do you remember these ads?
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader. And I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled. And I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American. And I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing. Diversity, not assimilation. And that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal.
Oh my.
Come on.
That brings back so many memories. Hard to believe that that was 25 years ago.
2000, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta be honest with you. I listened to this on my walk in this morning and I wanted to put on a hockey helmet and run through a wall. I was so fired. I was so fired up. I was like, let's go!
This is why the ads were so successful, because you played off of all of the stereotypes. And at the time, you know, it was our way of sort of differentiating ourselves from the U.S. Because I know, like, when I lived in the U.S., people would, you know, ask me, like, what makes you Canadian? I couldn't really pinpoint what that was. I just knew that I wasn't American.
Right.
Right?
Right. This, that's well said.
This really just highlighted all the things that made us you know, proud to be Canadian.
I will say, because you sent this out on our group chat, and like, as I was playing it, I was actually, before I hit play, I was cringing because I go, oh gosh, this is 25 years old. Is this one of those things that like aged badly? Are we going to like listen to this and go, oh, that's so wrong?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, a lot of things have happened. We've learned a lot about Canada in the last 25 years, things we're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that element of it. But, you know, I like that they talk about diversity. Most of the things in this ad still hold up really well.
Other than
the fact that a few years after this ad, Molson got bought by an American company, which is oddly ironic.
Yeah, we're going to forget about that. Jeff Douglas, who, you know, played Joe in the commercial, he's actually a radio host now, and he's now been getting tweets and messages saying, you got to bring this back. You got to do this again. And, you know, he's saying, like, I love that there's such fond memories of this commercial, and for himself as well. He's like, I just hope that they don't forget that there is still a lot of work to do.
Yes.
But on TikTok, what people are doing is they're sort of taking this and then making it their own with their own Canadian.
Yes. That's awesome.
So a lot of calls for maybe a new version of the ad. I don't know how people feel about that.
Did you guys get as fired up as I did listening to it, or was that just me?
Oh yeah, I loved it. I love that ad. That was always such a great ad.
It was a great ad, and it brings back all the memories too. So I wonder, for like a younger generation who doesn't have that nostalgia attached to it, are they as fired up as we are?
You know what? If you're listening and you're younger than us, which is probably a lot of you, drop us a text at 981-981 or give us a call. Your thoughts on the I Am Canadian ad getting a second life right now. 416-872-CHFI.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Oh, yeah. And my heart feel like an ember and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Bring back your. Yeah.
leyendo. Memories bring back your.
With Siege 5 Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. On the westbound side of the 401, west of the 412 to Harmony, we've got snowplows moving through there right now. West of Stevenson, the ramp lane is blocked with a stalled tractor trailer. Eastbound Lakeshore at Ellis, center lane blocked with a stalled car. South 427 at Queensway and the collectors, we've got the center lane blocked. That's all because of a stalled tractor trailer. Discover true performance with the new 2025 Civic Hybrid, the most powerful and fuel-efficient Civic ever. Test drive one today at your Ontario Honda dealer.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Imagine your phone rings. It's the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. You've won the brand new Dream Home Makeover VIP prize.
The dream kitchen you've always wanted, rec room, basement, legendary man cave. Do you take it or do you take the 200 grand in cash?
You'd also be in to win the $9 million grand prize with this year's Oakville Show Home, designed by Brian Gluckstein, and over 17,000 prizes.
Don't miss out. The VIP deadline is midnight tonight. Buy your tickets now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. License number 142-6743.
Come From Away. The musical sensation the Toronto Star gives a perfect 4 out of 4 and declares it a joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming piece of theater. The Globe and Mail calls it a triumphant homegrown hit, and Next Magazine says Come From Away is a show that you experience more than just once. Come From Away, now playing at Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
With Food Basics deals, like a 12-pack of 355-milliliter Coca-Cola or Canada Dry for $6.25 each, you'll be saying, hot diddly wowza! Shop in-store and online until February 12th. Food Basics, always more for less.
Looking for business insurance? BrokerLink can help. As a business owner, you have a lot on the go. Let BrokerLink lighten the load by providing insurance solutions that are tailored to your unique business needs. With BrokerLink, customizing an insurance policy has never been easier. So leave your insurance coverage to them and focus on growing your business. Visit BrokerLink.ca to find a local branch near you.
At BrokerLink Insurance.
We all have things we worry about. But when we know trouble is headed our way, we need a fighter. Someone who protects us, our jobs, and our families. That's Premier Doug Ford. When Ottawa descended into chaos, he stood up for us.
Now taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
The next 4 years won't be easy. There's big decisions ahead, and there's only one leader to protect Ontario. That's Premier Doug Ford. A message from the Ontario PC Party.
We all know things tend to break when you need them most, like your furnace breaking down in the middle of a cold snap. That's why Enercare is offering a free furnace checkup for homeowners in the GTA. That's a $99 value. If your furnace has any issues, our Enercare experts can fix it, or we can get you a new one as soon as the next day. Don't get stuck shivering. Keep your home comfortable with Enercare. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Enercare.ca.
Enercare, experts at home.
And we're back.
I gotta say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Avril Lavigne presents the greatest hits tour. Avril Lavigne, live in concert in Niagara Falls. OLG stage at Falls View Casino, June 4th and 5th. With special guests Fifi Dobson and We the Kings. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
At Kelsey's, we love happy hours so much, we celebrate it twice a day. Join us for $5 draft beer, wine, and mixed drinks, and $10 appies. Every day from 3 to 5 and 8 to close. Only at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Janine, have you heard about Contrave? Did you see the ad?
Oh, yeah. Contrave. And they don't even tell you what it is.
I know. They just keep repeating the name. Contrave. It's so annoying.
Why do they do that?
You want to know why? Because with the Experience Contrave program, you pay $199 or less for your bottle of Contrave tablets. Ask your doctor about Contrave. Contrave.
You see? They're still doing it.
At most retail pharmacies across Canada based on usual and customary markup and dispensing rate. Contrave.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
It is Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. Listen, when your partner sends you to the grocery store with a list but leaves off a crucial item, do you follow that list verbatim? Or do you go rogue and apply common sense? We're diving in after J-Lo.
If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you come for me? And if somehow you knew that your love would be a true, would you bow to me and call me baby? Now if I give you me, this is how it's got to be. First of all, I won't take you cheating on me. Tell me who can I trust?
and Gurdeep Show, 8 minutes to 6 o'clock. If you're just heading out the door, wear layers. It is cold, minus 16.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
So I came across this video on social media, and it was one of those scenarios where I thought to myself, I don't actually know how this would apply in my own relationship and how it would work. So this is the scenario, okay? It's Super Bowl weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to make nachos, okay?
Love it already.
Everybody knows you need nachos. It's part of the spread. So you send your partner to the grocery store with a list. You're going to make nachos. So all the things that you need for nachos.
Got to have the list.
You got to have the list. So we're talking about the cheese, the guac, you have the salsa, the jalapenos, the ground meat. You put it all on the list. However, I don't put on the list tortilla chips. Okay? Oh. I put on all the ingredients that would be required to make nachos, but I don't put on tortilla chips.
You already have tortilla chips at home?
Well, the question is, do you buy tortilla chips because it's, well, common sense, you know that we're making nachos, or do you assume that the reason why it was left off the list is because we already have them?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did she forget to put it on, or was it just an oversight because it's such an obvious component to the nachos?
And if you're the person who always gets the list when you go to the grocery store, like, how do you read those lists? So for me, that's my husband. I give him the list.
Right.
I'm very specific in the list. So I asked him this question. In this scenario, what would you do?
I would send you back a note and say, honey, please go into the pantry and see if we have tortillas.
Oh, tortilla chips, not tortillas.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to give you some points for that.
That's too logical.
Yeah. I like that he's double checking because I would have put it on the list if we didn't have them.
Right.
But because we have them, I didn't put them on the list.
Right. Also, is it really bad if you buy extra tortilla chips? Like, you'd buy them because they're tortilla chips. They're great. Never hurts to have extra. I will say something. I consider myself intelligent. However, something happens to me when I have a list. I go on autopilot. It's like when you've got GPS. You're not really thinking about where you're going because you're just following left turn, right turn.
Right.
When I have a shopping list, I just follow it verbatim and common sense goes out the window. So if you gave me this list that had salsa, guac, cheese, jalapenos, ground meat, I would absolutely not buy tortilla chips and not even give it a second thought.
Until you got home and got in trouble.
And then I'd be like, why didn't you put it on the list? It's your fault. This is your list.
Yeah.
You put it on the list.
It's not a bad point. Like, I'm to the point now where so much has happened where I've given my husband a list and things go wrong when he comes home that I'm very specific on the list. So I'll even say things like tortilla chips. We already have them. Or like, I'll like buy extra, or I'll get very specific on the list. Or I'll be like, buy Dove, or buy, I actually put in the brand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to leave any room for interpretation or Paul's common sense.
Yes.
You just want your list.
I'm very, very specific about it.
Okay. Steph, what would you do in this situation?
I write my lists really specific. Not that specific. I'm not putting brand name in there, but my boyfriend would do the same thing. If I didn't put tortilla chips on there, he would assume we have them.
Right.
And he might second guess me sometimes and think that I forgot and do the same thing as Paul and call or text and be like, do we have the chips or not?
I like that you're double checking.
Yeah. Right. And I can see how blame could go all ways on this one, right? The list maker, the person not using common sense, i.e. me in this scenario, going on autopilot. What would you do in this situation? We need nachos. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
He said, this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever, but this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so
stressed, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Morning. Let's get a news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. It'll be a snowy morning and weekend. Environment Canada has issued a winter weather travel advisory for today for areas like Northern Durham Region, Uxbridge, Newmarket, and Northern York Region. 5 to 10 centimeters are expected, and tomorrow the GTA will be hit with another round of snow. The federal government is hosting a Canada-U.S. summit today aimed at boosting the economy. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threat remains on hold. The proposed tariffs have many business and labor leaders urging Canada to look for alternative trading partners and ways to strengthen internal trade. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Security for the Super Bowl has been heightened following the New Year's truck attack in the city. There will be more tech and intelligence expected at the event, including armored vehicles.